KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Crowds packed in yesterday at the National Guard hangar in Nome to celebrate 100 years of flight in Alaska. Nome resident Megan McKiernan says she came to check out the planes and learn about aviation.
I really just enjoyed seeing all the people, and it's a beautiful day.
The highlight of Nome's centennial celebration was the historic aircraft seen soaring through the skies. Groups flocked to snap pictures of the birds as they landed on the runway. Two T-6s, a 1945 Stinson L-13, and a 1931 American Pilgrim were on display. Terry Holliday is from Chugiak and pilots the American Pilgrim for the centennial tour. He grew up flying airplanes and remembers piloting this exact aircraft. During his travel this week, he was able to meet someone else with a special connection to this particular plane. Ralph Ivanoff of Unalakleet worked on the 1931 American Pilgrim when he was employed with Alaska Airlines. Holliday spoke of meeting the 90-year-old on the centennial tour at their stop in Unalakleet yesterday.
I got my picture taken with him, and we talked quite a bit, and he told me a lot of stories, and he was very interesting to talk to.
Holliday says the plane was flown for the first time in 29 years on May 8th. Piloting it for the celebration, he adds, is an enjoyable ending to his career.
It's something that I really, really enjoyed, making the flight from Anchorage today and seeing all the people in Unalakleet and here. The turnout's outstanding. I mean, people are really excited to see the airplane, and it's been really, really a nice time.
In Nome, the turnout was much bigger than expected. Long lines awaited visitors who wanted to pose for photos with pilots. Hundreds more were wrapped around the parking lot to grab some burgers and hot dogs. Kids crowded around a table making wooden airplanes, while others clustered to learn about the history of aviation, thanks to Nome's Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum. Jane Dale is with the Alaska Air Show Association and helped coordinate the event with the Nome Chamber of Commerce. She says this has been an opportunity to connect with communities.
We want to remember our past. We really do want to respect what we've done and what we've been through and what our airplanes have done. And we really want to inspire.
The historic planes continue their tour in Kotzebue today before heading to Galena. The tour will also land in Fairbanks on July 4th, the place where the first successful flight in Alaska took off 100 years ago. Without making a phone call, Nomeites can now find out about ships docking at the Nome port. Thanks to the Marine Advisory Program at the Northwest Campus, specifically Gay Sheffield, the program agent, an AIS map is now online. AIS stands for Automated Information System. Any ship that is more than 288 gross tons must have an AIS transmitter on board. On the Northwest Campus roof, there's now an antenna that picks up the AIS signal and information from ships in the Nome area. Sheffield says the map just went live yesterday morning.
We're still trying to figure out the range, but right now we've got the Bremen on the dock, so it'll be interesting when it leaves how much coverage we actually have.
The Bremen was docked in Nome yesterday. From simple clicks on the online map, one could find out that the Bremen is a passenger ship. It comes from the Bahamas and was built in 1990. The destination of some of the tourists you may have seen walking through town yesterday, Vladivostok, Russia. All the information is at your disposal.
As it's traveling, it'll give you the course, the speed. It'll also give you where the ship came from, its destination, what type of vessel it is, how to get in touch with it. It gives you the call number, lots of information there.
The automated information system was initially intended to keep ships from colliding and to assist in port management. Thanks to an organization conveniently called Marine Traffic, communities or organizations can get coverage in their area. The equipment needed is internet, a computer, an AIS receiver, and a transmitter. Gay Sheffield said the process of setting up the system at the Northwest Campus was pretty simple.
Again, the coverage is small, but any community that wanted to do this, I'd be more than happy to help them walk through the steps to get at least what we have here in their communities.
Residents of Gamble, Savunga, and Wales have expressed at the international level that ships passing through hunting grounds in their communities are often unknown. Through this AIS map, the information can be easily accessible.
We actually had someone over here at campus. We were jumping up and down the fact that it worked, and we were looking at it, and they said, a passenger vessel. And they said, I could go down and sell some handicrafts. So right there, that was kind of a a great little connection.
If you'd like information on how to set up an automated information system in your community, you can go online to marinetraffic.org or call Gay Sheffield at the Northwest Campus at 443-2397 or 1-855-443-2397. Gnomes Wes Perkins says ham radio saved his life. In May of 2011, Perkins was hunting with two friends about 50 miles outside of Nome when he was mauled by a grizzly bear. An EMT, Perkins says he knew time was against him. The 8-foot bear had ripped out his throat and left side of his face. He was wet, he was cold, he could feel himself becoming hypothermic. Perkins says his friends immediately called in with a ham radio. They got a hold of his brother, Nate, and minutes later, a helicopter was in the air and landed at the scene of the bear mauling with paramedics an hour after the call. Thanks to fast response, Perkins was at the Seattle hospital just 9 hours after he was attacked. 2 years and 26 reconstructive surgeries later, Perkins is able to talk again. He's using his newly regained voice to advocate for ham radio, which Perkins says saved his life. Perkins is a member and former president of SPARC, the Seward Peninsula Amateur Radio Club. He says ham radio is smart for Western Alaska because it's a form of communication that works outside of cell reception, and it's a fun way to stay in touch with family or when traveling in the country. SPARC and RAM, the Ragchew Amateur Magic, are participating in the National Amateur Radio Field Day tomorrow at East Beach. People can listen in as they make contacts across the state, nation, and globe. You can also try your hand at making a contact and see how amateur radio works in dealing with emergencies. To hear more from Wes Perkins about how ham radio saved his life, listen to Profiles today after this newscast and the weather. Also, the 6 p.m. weather. And today is summer solstice, the day with the most sunlight of the year. The Nome Arts Council celebrates the beginning of summer with the Midnight Sun Folk Fest. The festival began Tuesday with a community barn dance, and tonight, the celebration of summer continues with a concert from a band recently featured on NPR Music, Time Magazine, and The New Yorker. This morning, KNOM will feature the David Wax Museum. Tune in at 10 a.m. after the weather to hear David Wax Museum live. The band will be putting on a rhythm and dance time for kids at the elementary school at 1:30. And tonight, David Wax Museum plays in a concert at the elementary school at 7:30. Again, tune in to KNOM at 10 a.m. to hear David Wax Museum play live here at the studios. A look at the price of gold this hour. Up $18.70 an ounce to $1,297.50. An ounce of silver up 50 cents to $20.20. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:50 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 55 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.